heads and say how wonderful people they are. Okay. Achim Liskadeshim. It's a parashios that are most probably the most top-heavy in mitzvahs and entire Torah. There's something I'm going to bring up Chumash in a minute. There's many, if you look in the Minyanei HaMitzvahs, dozens of mitzvahs in these parashios. The Chinuch talks about, if you look at the Chinuch, major parts of the Chinuch is based on these two parashios. And I just would like to pick out a few hashkofic things from these two parashios. I hopefully will get some kind of understanding of what the parashah is talking about. There's a chumash coming out.
Sorry, took a bit of time.
Pass him around. Am I closing the door there? Please. The pasuk says like this: in Perek Tezayin, pasuk base. Hashem said to Moshe, speak to Aaron Nechicho, V'al yovoi b'chol eis el ha-kodesh. Do not come at any time to the Kodesh, m'beis ha-pareches, to the house of the pareches, el p'nei ha-kapores, to the face of the kapores, asher al ha-orin v'lo yomus, that is on the orin that you should not die, ki ba'onon eroi al ha-kapores, because of onon I am seen on the kapores. And then the pasuk talks about the various different ways that Aaron HaKohen has to purify himself before on Yom Kippur in order to come in to the base of Mikdash. But the first mitzvah is of Aaron HaKohen is also for him to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants. Al Yovei B'chol Eisel HaKodesh. You may not come in whenever you want into the Kodesh. So the Chosid Yavetz says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel. In Yecheskel it's brought down in Perik Menvot Pasuk Tes. U'bavoy El Ha'oretz Lifnei Hashem. When he comes to the earth of Pnei Hashem, b'moyadim habo derech shatz foino lehishtachavos, a person who comes in through the north gate to bow down to Hashem, yetzei derech shan negev, should go on the negev gate, the south gate, v'habo derech shan negev, yetzei derech shatz foino. And a person who comes in through the gate, through the south, should go out through the gate through the north. Le'yoshuv derech hashar asher boi, ki he should go out the opposite gate that he came in. So the Chosid Yavetz explains this pasuk like this. He says that the Klal Yisrael are going up to the base of Mikdash. Now the base of Mikdash once saw a tremendous amount of Nisim. The fire never went out, the smoke went up straight, people never got sick from the smell of the korbanos. When he bowed down, there's plenty of room, though when he stood up everything was tight. Ness after ness after ness. Yet the Pasuk says that when you come into the base of Mikdash, you're not allowed to go in through the same gate as you came in. Why not? Because there's such a thing called familiarity. You're familiar. You become heimish. You become at home with the situation. You get too heimish with it. You become familiar with it. And familiarity breeds contempt. It's a fact that if we're Klal Yisrael to come into the base of Mikdash through one way and go out again through the same way, they would lose their kavod for the base Mikdash. Oh, I've seen that place before. And they won't give the same kavod. Says the Chosid Yavetz, the Pasuk in Yecheskel says is a mitzvah to make sure that you come in one way and go out through a different way, because a person should not come familiar with the situation. Says the Chosid Yavetz, and that's Peshad Nis Pasuk too. Aaron HaKohen is no greater man who knew how to do the Avodah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Avodah than Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest personality of Torah. Aaron was the greatest personality of Avodah. What Aaron HaKohen didn't put into the Avodah, how perfect he knew from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mouth himself how to do the Avodah. Exactly how and what. And the Mishkan, the freshness of it. Klal Yisrael never had a Mishkan before. And it's so fresh. And Aaron HaKohen, with all his achonas, still a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, Al Yovei B'chol Eis. Don't come in whenever you want. There's a whole process, the whole familiarity that we have to make sure that doesn't happen before you come into the base of Mikdash and come into the Mishkan. The Balei Musa say that familiarity is the greatest Yetzirah for Avodas Hashem. It's the greatest Yetzirah for Avodas Hashem. It's a tool that can totally destroy an Eved Hashem. It's something which Baruch Hashem, many of you do not have a Yetzer Hara because Bali Tshuva. But the problem is when we get influenced by the FFB world, and when one sees the way the world is run by people who are from birth, people who go to a shul and they don't have the realization of what tefillah is, because they've been brought up in shul since the age of 3, they've been to shul, and they still have the 3-year-old mentality all the way through when they're 30 years old, mm-hmm. or what a shul is, that breeds familiarity, and that breeds an unfortunate disrespect to kedusha and disrespect to tefillah. When a person works through tefillah themselves and has appreciation to tefillah, and they realize that tefillah is important for them and not doing it for Hashem's sake, then they have a whole new realization, a whole new appreciation, and a whole new understanding of what tefillah is. That gives them a koyach to daven in the way they should be davening. So Rigdon Miller says, how do you know when a Baal Teshuva is fully integrated into the Frum society? When he starts speaking during Chazor Hashatz. Oh, now he's made it. Now it's a proper FFP. Baruch Hashem, now he's finally made it. He's reached a pinnacle of being a Baal Teshuva. Now he's slipped into the FFP world. He speaks during Chazor Hashatz. Baruch Habo. That's what Rigdon Miller says. And that is a mamish v'alyove b'chol eis. Alyove b'chol eis. I remember, I know people who go to the Kaisel every day. People go to the Kaisel every day. And I thought to myself two things. Number one, it's beautiful to have the tremendous love for the Kaisel. Number two, it's an avoda. So go to the Kaisel and every day have the realization that you're standing mamish mul hashchina. Takes a tremendous amount of avoda. And if you don't use it properly, then you're taking the place with the biggest kavod shchina, and even throwing that in the bin is nothing very much left of who you are. I felt that when I was in the mirror and I learned in the mirror, I used to go to the Kaisel every week. And I felt once or twice, oh, the Kaisel again. So I definitely didn't go for 2 weeks. And that 2 weeks later, oh, the Kaisel. One's got to fight this familiarity. One's got to fight this feeling. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, stood up once in the mirror. And he stood up and he banged on the beam and he said, Rabbi Isai, with tears in his eyes, he said, do you realize what you're doing? When you're learning Torah, you're working through mamash, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting learning Torah with you. And you're trying to work out what's the Ratzon Hashem. And the malachim, the place is full of malachim. Every word you do is kol Torah kulo. Do you know what you're doing? And we should be dancing. You know, how can you just be learning and sort of be one leg over the other and sort of working through a Rabbi Akiva Eiger? This mamish, this is a familiarity. That's the danger of being familiar. Aliyavi b'chol eis. And that's the koyach. We have to fight with all our strength not to be familiar with it. So Yom Pesach falls into Shavuos, into Sukkos, another Pesach, another Shavuos, another Seder night. You know, and the only discussion about what this Pesach is different than the last Pesach is that the matzahs are fresher, more stale than last year. Yeah, and the Sukkah, you know, nice new decorations. And it's so sad when it's autopilot. It's very, very sad. And that's what we've got to fight. Aliyavi b'chol eis. The parasha carries on, and the parasha talks about one of the most unusual avodas. Is this on? Not very active. Yeah, one of the most unusual avodas of Yom Kippur is the avoda brought down over here in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk. Hey, Umeis Adas Bnei Yisrael, and from the congregation of Klal Yisrael. Yikach shnei seire izim lachatos. You should take 2 seire izim, 2 goats for chatos, va'ayil echod la'oilo, and 1 ayil from la'oilo. And now he brings what you should do with the hikar avs a para chatos, you should bring a chatos, and then in pasuk zayin, v'lokach eshnei ha'seirim, you should bring the 2 seirim, v'hem id oisom lifnei Hashem, and you should stand this in front of Hashem, pesach oil moyed, in front of the oil moyed. What should you do with these 2 seirim? But Nosan Aaron Ashnei Seirim Goyrolos. Aaron Hakohen should take the 2 Seirim and make a Goyrol. Goyrol Echad La Hashem, the Goyrol Echad La Azazel. 1 Goyrol is for Hashem, and 1 Goyrol should be La Azazel. A Goyrol is a lottery. And the Prophet carries on and discusses what you should do with it. In Bekitsa, the Gemara says that one has to take 2 goats that look the same height. They look at 2 identical seirim, and then we do 2 different avodas. With 1 of the seirim, we take the sawyer, we take the goat, and we offer up in a kodesh hakodashim. We shecht it and take the blood and sprinkle the blood in the kodesh hakodashim. On the other goat, it's brought down that we take it. It says a posuk that we take it and take it out. The goyla azazel. In other words, we take a person called ish iti. You take it out on the base of mikdash. And take it all the way to the desert and fling it down and kill it. That's the avodah of the two seirim. This is a very strange avodah. Now you take one goat and you shecht it, and the other goat you take out and you send that la'azazel. La'azazel is using it for the devil. Yeah, for the avodah zarah. What's the whole idea of la'sor la'azazel and la'sor la'ashem? So the Baal HaMusar give two different ways of looking at it. Number one is they say that this. They say that imagine you go to a train station. Yeah, something more than an Israeli train station, because you rarely have two trains on the platform at the same time. But if you go to a serious train station, let's say you go to King's Cross Station, right? King's Cross Station, you have standing by the train station, sometimes 10 different trains all lined up. You have, I don't know, the Flying Scotsman, and you have the Duke of Edinburgh, all different trains, all got names, you know, it's very posh. The Trans-Pennine Express. Yeah, you have all different trains lined up. Actually, Trans-Pennine goes to Houston. But you have all different trains lined up there with the beautiful gleaming carriages, right? And a person looks at the trains, all look very similar. Blue, shiny, bit of red, all look the same. A person doesn't know very much about trains. He has to travel somewhere. What's the difference which train? You've gone this train, you've gone that train. I mean, look, there's only one platform apart. I mean, how different can they be? How different this train goes here? I mean, it's